Kandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Kandu, the magician. Today, Kandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Kandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician like Kandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Kandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Kandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it, but it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Kandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Kandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. In the great dim portrait gallery of the forbidding Balkan castle, Frank Chandler discovers that the medieval painting of the first princess who lived there conceals a secret. Painted into the portrait is the clue to a hidden stairway. And as Chandler studies the picture, he realizes that the beautiful girl, taken from the Middle East at the time of the Crusades, brought with her the dark enchantment of ancient pagan evil. At the foot of the hidden stairway in a tiny cellar room, Chandler finds Nicholas Karowitz, who had disappeared from his home the day before. Nicholas had been drugged and had not even seen the men who brought him to the castle. But Chandler is certain they were secret agents of Jan Metsos, the foreign minister. And unknown to Metsos, Chandler uses his occult powers to return Nicholas to his home. It is now the following morning. Chandler has called on Metsos with the counterfeit plan of the castle prepared by Robert Regent in Paris. Kandu, the magician.
Sit down, Mr. Chandler.
Thank you.
You have brought the plan of the castle?
Yes, I have it here. It's badly creased from being folded for so long.
Spread it out on the desk. It is a handicap that I have but one arm.
Yes, I'm sure it is. Well, do you mind my asking if you lost the other one during the recent war?
No, I did not. Exactly where was this plan found?
Why, I thought I'd told you. My niece and nephew found it in a book in an old library.
At the bottom of the spiral stairway?
Why, yes. Oh, I'd forgotten. You had men searching for the plan.
They should have found it if children could... But no matter. It is here. Now, where are the cellars?
The cellars? Here.
So?
You're certain the room you're looking for is there?
It must be.
There are at least 50 rooms in the castle, you know.
But this one must be, accessible from the outside, so men may come and go. Muzaga, they are meeting, I know it, working away in the dark like rats and... Ah, so, there it is, the door.
No, that's not it. That one opens into the cellars. I was in there the other day. There's a series of small cells off a long corridor. Dungeons for prisoners in the old days.
I tell you, the room is there. It is well known. For centuries, men have plotted revolutions in it.
So I've heard. Well, I'd better go. I'm due at my consulate.
You are right. We must not permit Mr. Mason to wonder why his assistant spends time with me.
Of course not.
I will study this plan most carefully. And when I have located the room, I will...
And please let me know. I'll want to get my family out in case of trouble.
There will be trouble, I promise you. Young Nicholas is one of them, I know it.
Plotting against you? Oh, surely not.
Did you know he had suddenly appeared at home and swears he had never left it?
Why, no. Where was he when your soldiers were looking for him?
You see, I am made to look like a fool. Even the peasants are laughing.
Well, you can't mean he was hiding somewhere just to make you ridiculous.
It must be so. I know it.
Well,
Mr. Chandler, stop a moment. I will not keep you long. I have a plan. Sit down again.
All right.
This is something you can do. Nicholas is friendly with your niece. Could she be trusted to get information from him?
Oh, she could be trusted, yes. But I don't want her involved.
What are you saying? In Russia, young girls not older than she were soldiers in the war.
Well, let's hope such a thing will never happen again.
Sentimental American.
There's no use talking about it, Mr. Metzos. I won't do it.
It is easy to see why your people are regarded with contempt by strong men. You refuse to make use of your own power.
We happen to believe that people have a right to live their lives in peace.
That is the talk of weaklings.
I knew another man who talked as you do, Mr. Metzos. He was trying to rule the world. But in the end...
Ah, you mean Hitler.
I mean Max Boden.
Huh?
He coined the name Roxor for himself. It sounded strong, impersonal, like the name of a god.
He told you this, Max Boden?
I see you knew him, too. Then you know what happened to him.
Ah, Muzaga.
Now I must go.
You refuse, then, to order your niece to get information from Nicholas?
I do indeed. But I'll do this for you, Metzos. Nicholas, trust me, I'll get the information myself.
It would be better if you did not appear in it.
Well, leave it to me. We're dining with Nicholas and his father tonight, as you know.
I was surprised to learn of it. They have few guests.
Perhaps they feel humiliated to have to submit their guest lists for your approval.
If I did not require that, they would be plotting against me openly in their own house. Good morning, Mr. Chandler.
Moses, Uncle Frank, it's real.
Oh, the plotter's room. I told you it was here somewhere, Bob.
Oh, yeah, but all those maps on the wall. They're like the war maps you used to see in the papers.
They are. Only this time it hasn't started yet. And it mustn't. Hold the flashlight so I can see.
Oh, let's see where the door goes before you nail it up.
I know. It opens into the backyard, right next to the door of the old library. This is the door Gomez was looking for that day.
Hey, do you think that's the way the dwarf got in?
I'm sure of it. He must have been told just where it was. You hold the light still, Mama. And it was a Rainier your mother heard in the portrait gallery yesterday.
It sure is funny. All Roxor's old gang showing up here.
Yeah, well, let's do it. It's not at all funny, Bob. Dimitri was one of Roxor's men. And I found out this morning Metzos was, too.
He was? Then maybe it was Mr. Metzos that told Aranier to put that little image of the priestess in Betty's room.
Of course not. Metzos doesn't know anything about black magic. It was Dimitri.
Oh, gosh.
Come on. We'll go back upstairs.
Oh, wait a minute. Look, Uncle Frank.
Aranier can't get in here now. Your mother and Betty needn't know he's ever been here.
Well, I don't mean that. Uncle Frank, do you think black magic is stronger than, well, than the kind you do?
Well, that depends, Bob.
On what?
On the subject. No one can be influenced by black magic unless he's willing to be. Off guard.
Well, but that's just it.
Don't worry. You know all about Dimitri, and so does Betty.
Well, yeah, but let me tell you something, Uncle Frank. For all you know, Dimitri's just a regular guy like anybody else.
Bob, do you think I'd accuse a man of practicing black magic unless I knew it was true?
You and Mom don't like him. That's all there is to it.
Did Dimitri say that? You haven't discussed this with him, I hope.
I can think for myself.
Not if this is the way you reason things out. You know, this is the second time you've spoken like this about Dimitri.
Well?
I know what I'm talking about, Bob. You stay away from him.
No, you and Mom treat me like a kid.
I'll be glad when that tutor of yours gets here. He'll keep you busy. Come on, let's go upstairs.
Oh, I'm sorry, Uncle Frank. Oh, if only I could tell you.
Oh, it's all right. I know how boys feel about their friends.
Well, but...
If Dimitri were just an ordinary person, as you said, it wouldn't matter. You'd soon see through him yourself. But I can't let you have such a friend, Bob. It just won't do.
I know it.
You know, I was your age once. Strange as it seems to you. Come along, Bob.
I never in my life thought I'd be going to have dinner with a king. Did you, Mother?
Never. Even an ex-king like Pavel.
And be careful not to mention that he ever was a king, Betty. It might make trouble for him.
Oh, Bob, move over a little, will you? You're wrinkling my dress.
Oh, I'm sorry. You and Mom sure are dressed up.
It's my Paris dress. Uncle Frank, everybody knows he was the king.
Betty, you heard what Uncle Frank said.
I'll remember to call him Mr. Karlowitz and not King Pavel, Mother.
Be sure. Be sure, Betty. No telling who might be listening to the conversation, especially just now.
You mean about how Nicky got home?
I mean Mr. Metzos is worried. He thinks Nicholas and his father are planning some sort of coup, stirring up the people against him.
Nicky said his father had to ask Mr. Metzos before they could invite anybody to see them.
Oh, I don't see how people can live in such an atmosphere of suspicion. They can't even trust their own servants, like it was in Germany.
And that's the reason Mr. Karlowitz and Nicholas live so quietly, Dot. They never know whom they might get into trouble.
Oh, Mr. Metzos can't think we're spies.
No, but remember, all of you, if you see anything you think is strange, pay no attention to it.
Well, what do you mean by that, Frank?
I'm sorry, but I can't be more definite, Dot. I don't know what it might be. You might even recognize someone, a servant, or perhaps another guest.
Oh, I'd forgotten Dimitri was a guest in the house. Oh, Frank, I can't sit at the table with him.
I didn't mean Dimitri, Dot. But I doubt if he will be with us at dinner. Mr. Karlowitz knows I want to talk to him alone afterward.
Hey, we're here.
Quick, Uncle Frank. Who do you think we might see?
Never mind now, Betty. Just remember.
Frank. He can't be in this country.
Why, Dot? Who?
Oh, but I saw him. I'm sure I did. There in the shrubbery.
Who do you think it was?
Oh, I can't be mistaken. It's that hideous dwarf Aranier, the spider.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot, you say. Then remove the block. Now the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Makers of White King invite you to listen again Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.